Have you ever seen a warning label and thought, who would need to be told that? Well, the Bible has its own warning labels to keep us on track spiritually. In 2 Corinthians 6, Paul warns you about two key dangers: living in a way that harms your gospel witness, and living in a way that hinders your godly commitment. Today, you'll learn about these warning labels and see how they help you avoid the pitfalls that can derail your faith.
We happen to live in a world filled with potential accidents and all kinds of dangers. Some of the dangers we face are so obvious that a warning label seems unnecessary, like the warning label on a wheelbarrow that I read about that said, "Not intended for use on the highway." Or the warning label on a baby stroller that read, "Remove child before folding." I had to laugh when I read a warning label on a child's Superman costume that read, "This does not enable you to fly." I could just imagine a little child learning the hard way when he jumped off the living room couch. Have you ever thought about the fact that the Bible gives us some warning labels so we don't have to learn things the hard way? Well, as we set sail today in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul warns us about two dangers we need to be aware of in this life. And here's the first one. Don't live in a way that harms your gospel witness. He writes here in verse 1, "We appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain." Now, receiving God's grace in vain means to not allow it to work into your heart and life in all the ways that God intended. See, I believe Paul is taking us back to the judgment seat of Christ he talked about earlier in chapter 5. He wants us as Christians to avoid having lives judged one day as worthless. He's warning us not to live lives that discredit the gospel, that are ineffective in advancing the cause of Christ. I talked to a man recently who said that when he was an unbeliever, a man at work used to witness to him. The problem was that coworker was often inebriated. He was too drunk to work like he ought to. His life discredited his witness. And let me tell you, he was hard to believe because of the way he behaved. Well, the Corinthians needed this warning. Their church had become argumentative. It was divided. They had tolerated unrepentant immorality in their membership. Their lives were ruining their witness in the community. How they behaved was getting in the way of what they said they believed. Christians to this day need this kind of warning, and Paul wants us to respond quickly to this warning label. In fact, he quotes from the Old Testament here in verse 2. Paul writes, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you." These words here are from Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 8. Paul adds his own conclusion here as he writes, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Well, there are two sides to this concluding remark. Paul could be referring to the fact that unbelievers need to accept Christ as Savior, and they need to do it today. If that's you, don't wait. Accept Him today. You don't have tomorrow guaranteed. So today is the day of salvation, and that's certainly true. But there's another side to this challenge, because this quote from Isaiah is in the context of that coming day when the Messiah returns to earth to rule and reign. Well, Paul is wanting unbelievers to be saved now, today, but he also wants Christians to look forward to the day when Jesus returns and rules in his coming kingdom. Well, in the meantime, Paul adds a warning to us as Christians here in verse 3. "We put no obstacle in anyone's way." In other words, beloved, don't let your life become an obstacle that gets in the way of someone believing. Don't live in such a way that communicates to your world that, well, you really don't think Jesus is coming back. Now, let's make sure that how we behave matches up with what we say we believe. Now here in verses 4 all the way through verse 13, Paul lists a range of ways he's personally endured in his own life, and willingly, I might add, to give people the gospel without becoming an obstacle. Paul experienced great hardships. He mentions beatings, imprisonments, hunger, slander, to name a few. So the first warning label that should come attached, so to speak, to the life of the believer is this: don't live in a way that harms your gospel witness. Now, here's the second warning label: don't live in a way that hinders your godly commitment. Paul writes here in verses 14 through 16, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial?" Belial was a name used for Satan in Paul's day. Paul goes on to write, "What portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God." Now, what does it mean to be unequally yoked? Well, this idea goes back to Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 10, which forbids plowing with an ox and a donkey together. Those two animals are unbalanced in size and weight, so they're not able to pull together in unison. One animal is going to cause the other to veer off the path. Well, when two oxen are yoked together, they pull that plow in a balanced fashion. So Paul is painting a picture here for us today. Christians and non-Christians have radically different outlooks, ambitions, allegiances. A close partnership between a believer and an unbeliever, well, it's unbalanced. It's asking for trouble. They're not going to pull together toward the same goal. It's not going to be long before the unbeliever is going to veer off and potentially pull the believer off the path. There's an imbalance to their partnership. The sincere believer wants to bring glory to God, while the unbeliever wants to live for the world. So heed this warning label, beloved. Don't link up in a close partnership with an unbeliever. That's going to put pressure on you to compromise your godly commitments. This is also going to apply, by the way, to dating an unbeliever or marrying an unbeliever. I can't tell you how many folks I've counseled over the years who compromised by marrying an unbeliever. They didn't think it was going to matter all that much, but they soon discovered how difficult it was to walk with Christ, to lead their children for Christ when their spouse wanted to go in a different direction. Paul writes here in verses 17 and 18, "Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me." Now, let me just add here, Paul is not recommending divorce if one of the spouses is an unbeliever. We've dealt with that subject back in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 in our wisdom journey. You're to make that marriage as honorable and as God-glorifying as you can. It's not going to be easy. What Paul is saying here, though, is that making that kind of commitment to live a holy life, well, that's something that pleases the Lord. Paul's warning us here about touching the unclean thing. This is a quote from Isaiah 52 and verse 11. Now, Paul must have been having his devotions in Isaiah these days because he keeps quoting here from Isaiah. But then he adds words that actually come from Ezekiel chapter 20. He promises that when we do separate ourselves, the Lord welcomes us as a father would to walk with him through life. Now, Paul isn't delivering, you know, these warning labels to scare us or discourage us or make us feel foolish. They're just like a warning label on a child stroller that says, "Remove child before folding." Well, that's not intended to discourage you from ever having children or taking them outside for a stroll. It's just a reminder to stay alert. Now, chapter 7 begins, and I think verse 1 belongs back in chapter 6 because it's the final verse on this subject. Paul writes here in verse 1, "Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit." In other words, we have been given so much from the Lord. Let's be careful not to wander away from the truth. Let's pay close attention to these warning labels. Let's stay on track. Again, here they are. First, don't live in a way that harms your gospel witness. Secondly, don't live in a way that hinders your godly commitment. Well, until we set sail again next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, the president of Wisdom International, and this is the Wisdom Journey. I hope this look at the important warning labels Paul gives you was helpful. You're called to live in a way that enhances your gospel witness and strengthens your godly commitment. So, let's live in ways that reflect the truth and love of Christ. To learn more about us, visit our website at wisdomonline.org. There you'll find the complete library of Stephen's Bible teaching ministry. We post each day's broadcast, so if you ever miss a lesson, you can catch up on our daily Bible teaching right on the homepage. You can also navigate to previous broadcasts if you want to revisit past lessons. Stephen's been teaching the Bible for over 4 decades. During that time, he's preached hundreds of sermons. All of those sermons are available on our website, organized by Book of the Bible. If there's a particular book you want to study, and if Stephen has preached through it, you can listen to or read each message. This comprehensive collection is designed to help you dive deeper into Scripture. Our website is a treasure trove of biblical teaching, offering a wealth of resources to help you grow in your faith. Everything is available to you free of charge and can be accessed anytime. Whether you're looking to catch up on a daily broadcast, delve into Stephen's extensive teaching library, or study a specific book of the Bible, wisdomonline.org has everything you need. Visit today and explore the rich biblical insights available at your fingertips. If you'd like to speak with us, our phone number is 866-48-BIBLE or 866-482-4253. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure and join us next time to continue your wisdom journey.